today from Custom Fit, we are joined by Craig Hamiluk, who has 18 years of experience in martial arts. He is a third-degree black belt. Craig, how are you doing?
Hi, Jason. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, you know, we see a lot of mixed martial arts and other things, and a lot of people do this just to stay in shape and for self-defense because a lot of people are a little worried, you know, when they're out there. How much confidence does taking these type of courses give you, and what are the best forms of self-defense?
Well, really, I think that the best form of self-defense is self-awareness, being aware of your surroundings and knowing where you're at. Situational awareness is huge. So knowing where you're at, if you're at a bar, say, and it's closing time, that's typically the time where it's going to get a little bit more crazier. And a person really should watch out then. Also, another good form is to run. Really, running away is probably the best form of self-defense, if you can.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people are going to say, well, I don't want to be that. What about the predator versus prey mentality?
Yeah, well, that's more towards more of a sort of a sexual attack. What people will do, these predators, is they're a lot like, say, the animal kingdom. And if you look at a lion and a gazelle, a lion's not going to pick a gazelle that is weak, that is strong and fast and dexterous. He's going to pick one that's weak and sick and is easy to tackle. So if the person that is the prey looks more confident through their body language, which means that they're going to have a nice upward position with their head, not slouching, if they're not distracted, say, on headphones or a cell phone, they're probably not going to get picked. They're going to get, the person's going to move on to somebody else.
Now, let's say you are engaged and, you know, you're 18 years experience in martial arts. You got the third degree black belt. When somebody would come after you, how much the training do you need to be able to fend off a predator? Like, what do you need? Like, is it first degree? You know, how many courses before someone could say, you know what, at least if somebody attacks me, I can at least protect myself?
You know, that's a really, really good question, Jason, and it's a difficult one to answer. But to me, I would really suggest training on a continual basis. That's the first thing. That's really important. Strength is important as well. So strength training through compound movements and increasing that, especially for women. Like, I train a lot of women, and I would feel sorry for them if they were ever in a situation that they needed to defend themselves because they just don't have the strength. So working on their strength and training in terms of certain self-defense types of moves would really help.
Craig Hamiluk joins us from Custom Fit. Now, Craig, you also have your own system called the 3 Bs. What's that?
Well, one, as I mentioned earlier, is to be aware. And I sort of took a little page from CPR. And people that have done CPR understand this. And it's look, listen, and feel. And look is looking not just in the direction that you're going, but around you. So turning your head left and right and seeing your surroundings. A lot of people, they get stuck in this focused state where they're just looking ahead. They're concentrating in their own mind. They're not looking around and being aware. Listen is, I see this a lot, and I'm sad to see this a lot, is people wearing headphones, especially at night. And really that takes that whole sense away. Someone comes in from behind, and there's been attacks in Strathcona about this. People come in behind, and you can't hear it. You can't do anything about it. The last one is feel, and that is your intuition. And that is really important. If you feel like that situation is not right, it's best to get out. Trust your intuition.
You talked earlier about strength necessary to be successful in a lot of the mixed martial arts. For anybody who is thinking about getting into any sort of mixed martial arts, karate, jiu-jitsu type, is there one you'd recommend as a better entry level?
Well, again, you know, like that's a great question. I would play to a person's strengths. So if they are more agile and they have more flexibility, I would say maybe get into a striking type of martial art first.
Okay.
You know, jiu-jitsu is really important to know. That's a ground type of fighting. And most fights, if they're going to end up going on for a period of time, they're going to end up on the ground. So knowing what to do on the ground, especially for women, is really, really important as well. So being well-rounded is so important.
For women, unfortunately, you know, they seem to get attacked more. We got a lot of guy listeners, and they're worried about their wives or their daughters, for instance. You just send them to a gym, and they don't necessarily have to take a. Do you mix in self-defense with weightlifting?
I will definitely. I'll throw the gloves on my clients, and then grab the pads and do some strikes. But really, it's not sort of focused in that area. So if a person is concerned about their self-defense, then I would definitely suggest them starting some sort of martial art.
And how often do you have to do it to get good?
Definitely at least twice a week, and then practice on the side. It actually mirrors a weight training and cardiovascular training quite closely in that aspect. If you don't do it twice a week, you're just not going to get the basics of it. It's going to take a long time. So twice a week is great, and then supplementing it with extra training on the side would be excellent.
What do you supplement it with? What other training?
Like I said, strength training is great, and if you do a variety of different martial arts, that's good too. The only thing is that you're not going to get great at any one thing. That's the problem with that. But in a self-defense situation, I would say groundwork and a striking art is a good combination.
Craig, on average, most people out there now, obviously, you know, adrenaline, we always hear the adrenaline rush, and somebody, when they're in a situation where they're fighting for their safety, magically will do things and have more strength than they ever thought possible. But then there's a lot of people who freeze. How do you work on not freezing in case a bad situation arises?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, again, that comes with training. And I think that if a person is more trained in certain situations, as even in point fighting, is going to train you to not react in that way. Everybody has a certain flinch reflex, we call it.
Okay.
And some people, it's deer in the headlights, like you said. But other people, if they're trained to it, they'll get into a certain position and they'll strike. Or they won't even get into that position. They'll just strike. So they'll get that first strike in, and then from there on, it'll hopefully go in their favor.
Can you train people to improve that flinch reaction? Like maybe if, you know, you're a slow reactor or somebody who's very calm, like is there a way to practice that so the person doesn't freeze when they're under pressure in that situation?
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, getting to that point, to that reaction point, to that adrenaline, it's called like the adrenaline dump, it's a difficult thing to mimic. But even just being in a situation where you're facing somebody else in any kind of sparring situation is gonna help. It's not going to be the same because, yeah, I've been in situations like that before, and your heart is pounding. Your mind just closes right down. And it's not a good feeling. You want to try and be as relaxed as possible and be able to think situations like that.
And that's, I think, a key thing because a lot of people, adrenaline takes over, right? And, you know, you're watching hockey, and I know it's completely different, but guys kind of know what they're doing, and they fight controlled, and most people are like, how the heck do you do that? Can you train? And do most mixed martial arts, do they focus specifically on training you to stay calm for the nervous Nellies?
Yes, definitely. That's a big part of the martial arts. And even just being up in front of other people, and whether it's sparring or doing kata, which is certain movements, blocks, kicks, and punches, it just trains a person to get past that nervousness and hopefully not freeze.
Have you ever taken down Plakas for fun?
He's going to probably say different, but yes, he's never choked me out. I've always had him tap out on me for sure.
Oh, I'll have to bring that up next time at Custom Fit. I love it.
Please do, yeah, because I'll love that.
Craig, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate it too.